episode number 236, Springtime Car Care Tips.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
You ready to go?
Oh, am I ever ready to go?
It's spring-like weather here in Detroit.
At
least it was last week.
Yeah.
Now it's been raining for 2 days straight.
So?
All the snow's gone.
Yeah.
50s and 60s again this week.
Yeah.
Time to get the Camaro out.
Almost.
Oh, for me, I'm definitely getting mine out this week. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Can't wait.
Well, we can't be the only ones. I'm starting to see a lot of, you know, Camaros on the road. You know what I saw? Gosh, last week or the week before, I saw a fourth-gen Firebird that had that. What's that? That light blue color that they only made for a little while.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't think of it. I'm spacing out on it, but it's Nassau. Is it Nassau Blue Metallic? Or is it something else? It's not Median Quasar or anything like that. It's like that light blue metallic color. It's really cool. And I don't think it's very often that you see a fourth gen Firebird in that color. I've seen Camaros in that color.
Right.
It looked really good, and this was a couple of weeks ago when there's still snow on the ground, but I'm starting to see a lot more Camaros, Corvettes, Firebirds, Mustangs,
yeah.
A few more Challengers out on the roads.
Yep.
One time I saw two 2010 Camaros within moments of each other, and somebody's got one in my neighborhood, too, so I'm going to have to challenge them to a drag race, because there could only be only one in
there
my neighborhood.
There can only be one.
That's right, and it's going to be me, because I'm badass. That's right.
Oh, I can't wait to get my car out. God,
yeah?
Every time I open the garage, and I look at it, and it's been since, I think I put it away in December.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been, let's see, December, January, February, almost 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm dying to get behind the wheel.
For the very first time yesterday, I saw my car.
Unwrapped?
Unwrapped, yeah. I took the cover off because I had to get inside to do some stuff that I'm working on. And I made a great choice on my car cover. I bought one for Covercraft. And I got a deal on, they had one, I don't know, it was closeout material. And
did a good job?
Not a speck of dust on it.
Nice.
It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. You know, and it was wrapped up real nice, though, the way we talked about it in our car storage tips a few months ago. And so now that we're heading into spring, we're going to talk about our spring car care tips, and which, of course, would include bringing them out of storage for us unfortunate bastards that don't live in California.
Or Florida, or any other warm states.
Anyway, I'm sure they can provide some car care tips as well. So that's the main topic of this show this week, right, Chris?
Yeah. The first thing I'm going to do, as soon as I take my car out this week, I'm going to go over to the dealer and get my oil changed. It's been sitting for 4 months. I've only had it changed once. I think I have like a couple thousand miles on it now. I can't even remember. It's been so long since I've gotten the damn car.
Do you think it'll start?
Yeah. A little R2-D2 light still going, so I think it's going
to
start.
I had plenty of juice. I was afraid that my battery would be dead. I meant to get a battery tender for it. I just never did.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you have yours on a trickle charger?
Nope.
Yeah, neither
Not
did
a bit,
I.
But no. When I hit the unlock button, the halos lit up and...
Did you notice any hesitation when it tried to turn over?
I didn't start.
Boom.
I didn't start.
Oh, you haven't started
it
yet.
I just got into it. You know, I had to unlock it and everything. Yeah, oil change is probably a must. I mean, there's the stuff. I mean, that's kind of everybody would pretty much agree on that. Yeah. But then what they would start fist fighting over is which oil and which filter to use.
Yeah, I'm just going to take it to the dealer and go with whatever the dealer recommends, which is, I think, Mobil 1.
Yeah, that's my tool of choice.
Yeah.
What kind of filter? Just, again, whatever
factory,
the dealer.
Factory filter.
I lean towards the K&N filter.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do they last longer than the other ones?
Our old friend Pat Gattafani, who's pretty well known, at least he was for the longest time. I haven't checked lately, but I'm sure he's still active there, is on the Bob is the Oil Guy forums.
Okay.
And, you know, Pat's, gosh, we've known Pat for well over 10, 15 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, he's a good friend of ours. And he recommended to me at one time with my 2002, the K&N oil filter, just because it's built like a tank. And it's got like a nut welded to the bottom of it. So when you need to take it off, you just grab a wrench, pops it right off.
Oh, nice.
You don't need a special oil filter wrench or anything funky like that. And K&N's got a pretty decent reputation, so That's probably what I'm going to stick with. In fact, I think I've got one sitting on my shelf that I ordered from, I don't know, Amazon or the CamaroZ28.com Amazon store, CamaroZ28.com/Amazon.
Yeah.
It's actually cheap. It was like 10 bucks.
Oh, well, that's not too bad.
Yeah, so change the oil.
Because how many quarts of oil does our car take?
17, I think. I think 17 is the answer.
Oh, my God.
Alex.
I know it's quite a bit more than the fourth gen.
Yeah. So then what I did is I went to, I don't even remember, I bought some last year as well, Sam's or Costco or whatever, and bought a couple of those gallon jugs when it was on sale of Mobil 1. Maybe it was even Walmart. I don't know. I don't know. But so we got the oil change out of the way. What else are we going to do?
Well, I'd like to put another coat of Zeno on the car. However, not until it warms up.
Yeah.
Because, what, has it got to be at least 50 degrees?
I think so. Otherwise, it's just going to be tough to work with.
Yeah, and then you got to wait forever for it to dry and take it off. So, you know, one weekend when we maybe get up in the low 70s, we'll get together again and wash our cars and put another coat of Zeno on it.
Absolutely. There's a lot of technical aspects, too, that I think everybody would probably agree with, but might even overlook because they're so excited about getting their car out of the garage and driving it. Check the tire pressure.
Oh, yeah.
I pumped mine up way high so they wouldn't flat.
How high did you go?
40, 45 pounds,
okay,
if I remember right. I don't even remember myself. I probably put a bottle of octane boost in there.
Did you?
I probably would, just because it would get, I don't know, the gas has been sitting there sealed, so I guess it's not a big deal. But I'd be very, very aware of how it runs, especially with mine being supercharged and everything. I'd got to be really careful. I remember when I got my 96 out after the first time I stored it, and the very same day I was doing 100 miles an hour because I couldn't help it. And it was probably one of the stupidest things I've ever done in my life. Don't do that.
That's a good thing, though. I'm going to check my air pressure immediately.
And if you've got a Camaro with a spare, which most of them out there do by ratio, check the pressure in that, too. Make sure it's all good.
In the spare tire?
Mm-hmm. Never know, man. It could get dry, crack, you know, especially the older ones.
Our cars don't have a spare.
I know. But the majority of the Camaros out there do, since there's, you know, a few.
Fourth gens?
Yeah. Well, fourth gens, third gens, first gens, second gens.
Whatever.
Air filter. Check. Oh, you know what? Before you even start the car, inspect the air intake system to make sure no varmints got inside. Because the last thing you want to do is suck a mouse nest up into your intake manifold and into your engine. You're pretty much done.
Hey, I've driven through a flood before, so.
Maybe you're the exception, not the rule.
Car came out just fine. Probably cleaned the engine.
I remember in the old days somebody said, "Oh yeah, you just pour a cup full of gasoline water into the carburetor and it'll clean it right out." But why? Seafoam or what? I don't know what they
use.
Spray ether in there. You know, so yeah, I guess before firing that up, there's so many different directions you can go with getting your car ready in the proper safe manner instead of just firing it up and saying, "Sounds good to me, let's go."
Yeah.
I guess this is the time now where we're going to open things up, starting now, for people to call in and give us their springtime car care tips or coming out of storage tips.
Yeah.
Anything that you can reiterate what we've covered, agree with it, disagree with it, you can come up, provide your own. And I've got, let me see here. I got three Camaro Z28.com prize packs, podcast prize packs. The triple P of the, bunch of Camaro and Chevrolet promotional and goodies and stuff. And maybe I'll even, I don't know, something else. So the top three.
Top three.
Get prizes.
For how long?
I don't know. Till we get tired of it.
Okay.
I don't know, a month, 2 months?
Because I think we have a voicemail this week with one, so.
Early entry.
Yeah.
Good on you, bud.
Yeah, because we announced this last week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we gave everybody a heads up, so. Yeah. Now here's your real heads up. It is now open. You want some free cool Camaro and CamaroZ28.com and Chevrolet stuff?
You got to call in.
You got to call in. And the number is 586-486-3182. We'll be giving that out a little bit later again as well as we move on. So get your car care tips in. Get your anti-storage.
Anti-storage.
You're coming out of storage. You know what I did? I don't know if I mentioned or not. When I put it in storage, is I took all the floor mats out. I took the styrofoam spare tire area air compressor out. I took
everything
that was that could trap moisture underneath. I pulled it out.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I don't want it smelling mildewy. Because I want that fine leather smell inside. So a little late for that. We need getting out of storage. So I guess that would be putting them back in. Don't forget to put them back in. We got to move on.
Yep.
What's next?
We got some Camaro information this week.
Yeah?
For people who are ordering a new Camaro, as soon as I can pull up my screen here.
Oh, is this that hood and hockey stripe thing?
Yeah. I my mouse cursor has disappeared. I can't figure out how to...
Pardon me. Camaro hood and hockey stripes no longer available as an LPO. To improve quality, the decision has been made to remove the Camaro hood and hockey stripes as an LPO option, meaning dealer installed. Yeah. Effective with this week's production, and this was a couple weeks ago, actually. A little bit more than that, actually.
Yeah, end of February.
Yeah, effective with this week's production, all pending scheduled LPO ordered Camaro hood and hockey stripes will be factory installed. The stripes will still be available from your local dealer in the event the customer desires stripes after the vehicle has arrived at the dealership. The new RPO for black hood and hockey stripes is DSC. Gray, which was previously silver, is DSF. And white hood and hockey stripes is RPO DSD.
So if you're going to order a new Chevy Camaro
mm-hmm.
with hockey stripes.
And hood.
Yeah, and hood. Be aware of that.
Yep. I'm not the biggest fan of the hockey stripes myself.
No. No. From a distance, they look okay. But when you look up close... I don't know. To me, they don't work on the car because the body panel kind of splits it goes like kind of right down the end of the hockey stick part.
Right there on the front nose clip, the clip just above the turn signal indicator. Yeah.
Doesn't work for me.
Yeah. I mean, it does look good. Maybe if I understand that they are the way that they are because of, you know, the efficiency of installation and everything.
Yeah.
But if I were to do it, I would get it professionally done so it looks seamless to as much as possible.
Right.
I don't even know how easy it can be done. But so there you go. There's some Camaro news. I guess the Camaro convertible was spotted somewhere in the Metro Detroit area.
Yeah.
There's some reports
on
that. With the top down. Yeah. So
there's some pictures out there. So
does that officially mean spring is here?
I hope so. Because it sure felt like it this past week.
After last week's episode, we were talking about the weather, and I thought, you know, there's always some douchebag driving around with their convertible top down when they really shouldn't be, and that comes about. So
what do you know?
That's the exception. That's okay, though. That's obviously for testing and noise and all that.
Yeah, because the windows were all up on it.
Right.
But the top was down.
Right. They have to do a use case scenario where they have to check wind noise for just about anything. I know that the fourth gen Camaro with the convertible top and windows down
was awesome.
Unbelievably quiet.
Yeah.
I could not believe it was less noisy than just having windows down in a coupe. It was amazing.
Yeah. It was way better than having like the T-tops off
the
car.
Yeah. It was stunning. It was when you and I were in Atlanta driving back in Scott Settlemyer's 35th anniversary that when we were at GMMG for the Atlanta gathering, which is coming up again this year. That was just a cool experience because I'd never ridden in a convertible like that before.
Did I?
And I'm like, dude, it's quiet.
You could actually talk.
Yeah, it was amazing.
While you're driving.
So hopefully that the new 2010 Camaro, 2011, Camaro convertible will be engineered just as well. Well, we'll find out, I'm sure.
I hope so.
What else for Camaro news? Is that it?
Camaro news? I think that's it. Oh, it looks like Chevy's coming out with a new marketing plan here. This was posted this week in the Automotive News and Future Vehicles discussion. It says the new advertising campaign will include cars and use excellence for everyone, Mark Roos, president of GM North America, said in a web chat today. He was unclear about how that saying would be used, but indicated it would not be Chevrolet's new tagline. He also indicated that GM will be turning more to Corvette and Camaro muscle cars and future marketing efforts to improve Chevrolet's image. The Detroit automaker doesn't do enough job leveraging those iconic names to help Chevrolet brand, according to Roos. When have you ever seen Vets and Camaros in ads for Equinox and Malibu, he wrote. This will change.
Just like the old days.
Yeah. Well, during the Winter Olympics, I was noticing some more Chevrolet Camaros while I was watching, you know, hockey.
Uh-huh.
And there was like Camaros in it.
Yeah, but I think we're going to start seeing more prominent.
Yeah.
Like... It used to be the Camaro and Corvette would get the dealer people into the showroom floor. Foot traffic, man. That's where a lot of sales are generated. You know, I mean, that's why they stick them out front. So people stop and say, hey, and then the dealer comes out with his $1 million grin and says, hey, but don't forget about the Wagon Queen family truck store over here that you can afford or that does suit your lifestyle. So it does help. It definitely does help. And that's awesome. What was the word excellence? How was that used again?
The word excellence, it said the new advertising campaign will include the cars and use excellence for everyone.
That's very, very interesting that the word excellence is used in that point. And I'll get to that in a minute. It ties in with something I'm going to talk about later on. I didn't even notice that when I first read it. And then it just tied in together in my head. So I'll get to that in a little bit when I get to the other part that has something to do with the word excellence.
Okay.
So that's cool, man. We're going to start to see more and more Camaros out there. It's a revival. It's just what we thought it was going to be. It's the 60s or the, you know, muscle car wars all over again.
Yeah, with 100,000 plus Camaros that'll be on the road by this summer. Whew. Man.
We're not going to be cool anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody's texting me.
Won't be elite.
Yeah, that's okay, though. It's all for the greater good.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to move on, huh?
Yeah, let's all move right. on. We've got... We've got a thread that was posted in a wrong form, in the podcast form.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That asked a question, but since we didn't get anybody who actually wrote us an email this week, we do have some voicemails.
Okay.
We should read this and see if we can answer it, or if people here can answer it.
There you go. Well, what is
it? Okay. It says, I got a 1996 Z28 Camaro, and I was driving it, and it slipped out of gear now. It drives in second gear in reverse. But when you get up to 35 miles an hour, it acts like it slips into neutral. The only code that's popped in the car is an O2 sensor. I had put it on a computer, and the guy could shift it through the computer right up through fourth gear. Got any ideas what I should do first or what it might be?
Any replies so far to that?
There's one reply. Someone replied. It says, stock or aftermarket shifter. Make sure bolts are tight on top of shift cover.
I think he's got an automatic, right?
Yeah. So maybe it's the actual shifter?
I don't know. That's interesting. So if anybody has any transmission knowledge, which transmissions are kind of automatic transmissions, especially if that's the case.
This is the 4L60E, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The you got to be good to understand transmissions and how they work.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we've got some listeners out there that know what the problem is or have a good idea. Please feel free to call in or just reply to his post.
Yeah, it's in the 1967 through 2002 specific technical discussion drivetrain forum.
Okay, good. Help the guy out. He's new.
Jay Clark, 4829 was the guy's name.
And good luck, and thank you for any help you can provide to him.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's our email for the week so far, so to speak. How many voicemails we got?
We have two.
All right, you want to fire them up?
Regarding not keeping the Trailblazer SS because the purchase value is not that attractive, recognize that everything is negotiable. When you walk back in to turn that vehicle in, they don't want the vehicles back. And as the values of trucks and SUVs have plummeted the last couple of years, they recognize they're not going to be able to sell that vehicle for the trade-in value that they're asking from you. So make them an offer that you'd be comfortable with, you know, $2,500 off the bargain purchase option at the end. And see what they say. You might be pleasantly surprised. Love the show, guys. Bye-bye.
Wow, thanks.
Well, that's always an option for you.
Well, I was told that
go in and lowball them.
I actually have done that before, but I was told you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can. I actually, my lease is up in my Cadillac this year, and I got a letter from GMAC for turn-in procedures.
I did too, yep.
And one of the things was to negotiate a buyout.
Maybe I should have read mine. I just kind of skimmed it and said, okay.
You can sell the vehicle outright. You can just turn it back in, or you can negotiate a buyout.
Mm.
So
nobody would want that vehicle on their lot.
Exactly.
Except.
And as a good condition as it's in.
Yeah, that's the sad part about taking good care of something is eventually the care you took gets transferred to somebody else. But maybe not.
The hell out of it, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Could take it to the drag strip and just rip that sucker in half. Not that I would. Not that I would, Mr. Insurance Company.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for the advice. If anybody doesn't know what that's about, I got a 2007 Trailblazer SS. The lease is going to expire on, and I've been trying to figure out what I'm going to get to replace it or if I'm going to find a way to keep it. So any advice is always appreciated on that. Thank you so much for the voicemail. Got any other advice on that, or Camaro, or of course, you know, we got our
springtime,
our little mini contest, springtime car care tips, or coming out of storage tips. Give us a call, and you can win prize packs. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast,
call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we have one more for the week.
All right, let's hear it.
Hey, Chris, Jason, AJ, 96Z28 from the board. I got a good springtime coming out of storage tip for you. Drag racing. Throwing that out as an idea for a future podcast. I mean, you got one of you has a bone stock 6-speed, the other has a modified, heavily modified automatic car. I think it'd be really interesting if you guys were to go to the strip and run your cars and then talk about it, like what kind of times you turn, how they felt. What a great comparison contrast. But I was just curious if that's something you guys are into. Do you guys like drag racing your cars? Do you even have access to a strip and a reasonable business that you could go do that? Just thought I'd throw that out there as an idea because, with your two different cars, it would be, I think, a really interesting podcast to talk about for all the followers of the site and whatnot. Okay, talk to you later.
That is an interesting springtime car care tip. Drag racing.
I like it.
I love
it. But I'm not going to race you because I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
Because I'll go into the wall.
Oh.
No traction. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it was more of a compare and contrast. So, you know, how each of our cars fare on the drag strip.
Yeah.
And yes, we do. We love drag racing.
Yeah.
We have several drag strips in the Michigan area here. We could go to Milan. We could go to Mid-Michigan. We could go to, God forbid, Lapeer.
No, we can't. We go to Norwalk, Ohio.
We could go to Ubley.
Ubley. I haven't heard about how Ubley is lately. Gosh, Chris, you and I met at a drag strip
in
1996.
Yeah,
right.
Milan.
Yep, in Milan. God, I
you know, because I want to try out launch control.
Oh yeah,
and I want to see how that works.
Yeah.
So this is interesting, and I think maybe we should maybe one Saturday morning head up to Milan. For
you know
a
how
test
long
and
tune. It's been since I've been down a track.
How long?
Well, like 2 years ago, I took my Trailblazer SS
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
But before that, 5, 6, 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you always, when we do the M event, you'd always at least make a pass.
The last pass I made was in my 96.
Really?
I never ran my 2002.
You never did?
Nope.
Why?
Because it was too pretty. My 2010 isn't any different, but, you know, I got to live a little more. Then it was if I put this thing into the wall, which I'm a good driver, I don't
yeah.
expect to, but you still got to take that chance. I can't just go to the Chevrolet dealership and buy another one. But
yeah,
now,
no,
yeah,
you
can. Yeah, I can.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, all right. I'm nervous. I'm scared.
We'll have like a mic in the car or something like that and record it and play it in a podcast.
And then we'll switch cars.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, maybe not a bad idea. We'll have to see
no,
about
it's not.
That.
No, I wonder when the drag strip's open around here. Pretty
early
month.
April, yeah.
Next
early
month.
April, yeah. So AJ, that was AJ 96.
Yes.
Is he
on the list? Did he already win something this year?
Where's the list?
You had it over here somewhere.
Hold on a second here. Nope. Garth from Connecticut is a winner so far. So.
Oh, okay.
So I guess, you know, if nobody else calls in, you get all three prize packs.
Or
we can send you. I'm going to eat these if we don't send these out. These kick-ass custom M&Ms. And yeah, they're M&Ms, but hey, it's a free prize and they're fun and they taste good.
Yeah.
We've been snacking on one of the bags here every now and then. So, all right. Hey, listen, thank you so much for the call-in. That's a great tip. It's not quite car care or anything, but it's still first time out of the gate. You know,
yeah.
what to do with it. Drag racing is so fun. If you haven't done it, go to a drag strip and try it. And you don't have to be good. You just have to have fun. And people will always be there to help you, to tell you what you need to do. And, you know, if you find a decent track, the staff will be happy to help you too.
That's how I started out.
Yep. Running 14.4s all day.
14.4s all day.
Yep.
I actually ran faster in Memphis. That was the first time I ever drag raced, was in Memphis.
Was it?
And I was running 13.90s all day. I got back to Michigan, and I went 14.40s all day, and I don't understand why.
Yeah.
I don't know if the elevation was...
Track condition. Even the timing could be quite, you know,
yeah.
a fraction of a second.
Memphis Motorsports Park is an incredible drag strip.
It was awesome. It really was.
Yeah.
Norwalk is a nice track, too. If you've never been there, I'd consider going to Norwalk and make a little day trip out of it. But anyway, so is that all we have for voicemail so far?
That's all
this week?
Yeah.
It's all right. What are we talking about next? We got anything lined up? Oh.
Yeah.
This is... don't laugh. You're going to wreck it.
Okay.
Hey, you know what we haven't done in a while?
What's that?
This.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to CamaroZ28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
And I was hoping for some digital homogeny or something.
Yeah.
But this is even better.
Yeah.
This is for all you people out there who drive a Toyota.
According to the thread in the lounge, Toyota, the biggest car maker in the world by sales, has sold almost 10 million vehicles during the past year. And for all you of not having the luxury to own a Toyota vehicle, a new Toyota driving simulator lets you experience how it feels to drive a road car made by the world's biggest car company. While the simulation's graphics can't compete with titles like Gran Turismo 5, the physics have been carefully modeled to give players the unique and realistic feeling of driving a current Toyota model. The simulator is available for all types of operating systems. Click the link below to give it a try, it says, and enjoy the ride. It's at Toyotasimulator.com.
Yeah, you should try this out. It is extremely realistic.
Yeah, I'm just gonna load it up so our listeners can get an audio portion of it. So here we go. Now, if you understand the audio, you'll get the video.
Oh, God.
You don't even need to go to the website, but it sure is funny, and whoever created this needs some credit, so go visit it and tell your friends about it. It's funny because it's true.
Toyotasimulator.com.
Yeah, nice.
I like the thing on the dash.
Oh, what does it say here? Warning, format failure. Hold on a second. Let me hit it again here. Hold on. Okay, that's enough.
Oh, that's hilarious.
All right. Thanks for, I think it was Brandon Lutz is his username. I don't think he's any relation to Bob.
No.
He might be based on that one, though.
Oh, this is great.
What else we got to talk about? Oh, the excellence thing.
The excellence thing.
Yeah. Well, I put a poll on my 2010 Camaro project blog at phantomss.com, a new entry. I got thinking about this since I had the cover off for the first time. I was looking at my car. I want to know what, I kind of have my mind made up, but I want to know what other people think, too. Should I de-chicletize my 2010 Camaro SS?
Yeah, we've talked about this in quite a few episodes, mm-hmm. and you're wondering whether or not you should take off the little GM excellence badge there.
That's the word excellence. And I thought it was a neat tie-in that they removed and made the decision in August of 2009 to remove the GM chiclet, which is also known as the mark of excellence.
Yes.
And what is the keywords? Do you have it up on of the new campaign for Camaro and Fire or Camaro and Firebird?
Excellence for everyone.
So it still uses the keyword excellence, and that's what just popped into my head because I wrote this blog entry last night. So I got a little poll on my website and in this article here, and I also gave like a little Photoshop rendition of what it would look like with and without it. And as smooth locks have proven, very very minor details make a big difference. And so there's a poll there, and while it just got released, there's not a ton of response, but so far 75% says yes and 25% says no.
Be interesting.
Yeah. So should I de-chicletize my Camaro? Have you de-chicletized your Camaro and or any GM vehicle? Mm-hmm. And anybody who's got a currently produced 2010 Camaro doesn't have the chiclets. They have backup sensors and as a sort of interesting swap.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of them either. Again, smoother is better.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. So, well, I'd like to hear yours. You know, you can always call in and whatever. But just fill out the damn poll on my website. That's what it's there for. It's for fun. What else we got going on?
That's it.
That's it?
That's it for this week. We're at the end of our show, man.
Oh, good, because I want to go back out and work on my car some more.
Oh, cool. I want to go out and open my garage and stare at my car.
Well, why don't we do that right after this?
Okay,
let's do it right now.
Let's do it.
Hey, everybody, we'll see you next week. Get your voicemails and emails in, and we'll talk to you then.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.